بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers, alhamdulillah, biznillah ta'ala, inshaAllah al-musta'an, we will come to the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, and the 10th day is the day of Eid. Let me wish you all Eid al-Adha Mubarak in advance. Now, these 9 days, there are many ahadith about the superiority of these 9 days, and I'm going to quote some of them for you. One hadith in Tirmidhi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, there are no days more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He be worshipped in them than the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. There are no days which are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He should be worshipped in them than in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Fasting every day of them is equal to the fasting of 1 year, and standing in the night in Salah in every night of them is equivalent to standing in the night of Laylatul Qadr. Now, this hadith is in Tirmidhi. Some people have some issues about this hadith, that this one is perhaps daif. I remind myself and you that we are not establishing any hukum by this hadith. We are using this hadith for targhib, which is to encourage people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, inshallah, that is permissible, and it helps us to understand the importance of these days and nights and to make the best use of them. In another hadith, also in Tirmidhi, Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about fasting on the day of Arafah, which is 9th of Dhul Hijjah. He said, as for fasting on the day of Arafah, I anticipate that Allah will forgive the year, that is the preceding year, the sins of the year after it and the year before it. So, fasting on that one day of 9th of Dhul Hijjah is expiation, inshallah, of sins committed for 2 years. 1 year before that 9th of Dhul Hijjah of that year, and 1 year in after. So, 1 year coming. Again, please understand, this refers to, this does not refer to major sins. It does not refer to the kabair, for which istighfar and tawbah is condition. It refers to minor sins. Inshallah, may Allah forgive us, and wallahu alam. Please also at this point, let me say, because we mentioned this word, Yawmul Arafah, Day of Arafah. Yawmul Arafah is not the day when people are standing in Arafah. Yawmul Arafah is the day that is the name given to 9th of Dhul Hijjah. In Saudi Arabia, people will be standing in Arafah on that day. May Allah accept their du'as and accept their hajj. But if you are living in some other country, you do not fast on the day that people are standing in Arafah in Saudi Arabia. You fast on the day when it is 9th of Dhul Hijjah in your country. Just like you do not pray Salatul Maghrib when Salatul Maghrib is being prayed in Masjid al-Haram. You pray Salatul Maghrib when it is time for Salatul Maghrib in your country. Exactly the same logic. You fast on 9th of Dhul Hijjah whenever it is in your country, and the name of that 9th of Dhul Hijjah is what? It is Yawmul Arafah. Just like what is the name for 10th of Dhul Hijjah? It is Yawmul Eid, the day of Eid. Right? So it's a name for a particular day, so do that. Then a third hadith which is reported in Bukhari Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are no days in which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days. The people asked, not even jihad for the sake of Allah, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, not even jihad for the sake of Allah, except in the case of a man who went out to fight, giving himself and his wealth up for the cause and came back with nothing, meaning he was martyred. So these days are the days to do a lot of good deeds of every kind, whether it is salah, praying tahajjud, making sure you pray your salawat in the best possible way, fasting, giving of charity, everything. In another hadith, which is narrated in, which is recorded in An-Nasai and in Sunan Abi Dawud, and it is classed as Sahih by Shaykh Albani in Sahih Abi Dawud. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Aisha radhiyallahu anha said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast on the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, all the 9 days. It was narrated from Hunayda bin Khalid, from his wife, that one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast on the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah and the day of Ashura and 3 days of each month, the 13th, 14th and 15th. So fasting on these 9 days is sunnah. It is something which is very, very beneficial. So let us do that. Again, people they get into all kinds of controversies and arguments about fasting on Yawmul Arafah. So is it on this day, on that day? Best thing, fast on the 9 days and you have got Yawmul Arafah. Just like I say, instead of arguing about which night is the Laylatul Qadr, pray in all the nights, all the last night and 10 nights of the last Ashara of Ramadan, and inshallah you would have got Laylatul Qadr. In another hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anyone who fasts for one day for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep his face away from Jahannam for a distance covered by a journey of 70 years. So this is a hadith to promote and to help us understand the value of any nafil fast. Now, doing that nafil fast during these blessed days obviously is even more virtuous, even more beneficial. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith which is recorded in Musnad Imam Ahmad, he said, there are no days on which good deeds are greater or more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than on these 10 days. So recite as much tahleel, la ilaha illallah, takbir, Allahu Akbar, and tahmeed, saying alhamdulillah, as much as you can. So this is another hadith. Now Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said about these days, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived in Medina for 10 years and every year he slaughtered an animal, and this is with regard to the slaughter itself. Inshallah, we'll talk about the Udhya and so on tomorrow. Let me stay with these nine nights, inshallah. Let's stay with this, and then inshallah tomorrow we will look at some other things concerning this. Now the thing therefore to do in these 9 days and nights is to fast all of these days, and depending on when which country you are in and the calendar and so on, this will begin from Wednesday, inshallah. So first fast for the 9 days, and then pray tahajjud and more nawafil than you would normally pray. Give charity, especially in these days. Then increase the other good deeds, whatever you do, inshallah. And of course, then on the day of Eid, we pray Salatul Eid and we listen to the khutbah and we make the udhiya, the sacrifice. Those who are, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the opportunity to make Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to do it. So that is, of course, this year, thanks to all the COVID problems, the Hajj has been restricted for health reasons, to people who are currently resident in Saudi Arabia. May Allah accept their Hajj. But inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make Hajj, if not this year, then next year, inshallah, and to accept it from us and to enable us to do it, with great sincerity. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it. So we ask Allah to accept the Hajj of those who are doing Hajj this year, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will have the opportunity to do that next year or as soon as possible, which we ask Allah for that, inshallah. My brothers and sisters, I ask Allah to be pleased with us all, to be pleased with you all, and never to be displeased. And I request you special dua for myself and my family, especially in these 9 and 10 days. May Allah accept your du'as and give you in keeping with His majesty and grace. Wa jazakallahu khairan. May Allah be pleased with you. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.